From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. Welcome to the SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And today it's time for our weekly Swamp Swami Top 25. Bama loses, so who's our number one? Stay tuned. Thanks to Texas A&M's incredible rally on Saturday night to beat Alabama, the Crimson Tide is no longer the top team in the weekly SwampSwami.com Top 25 college football rankings for the week ending October 9th, 2021. Though fans of the two-loss Aggies are still likely whooping it up in College Station Sunday, Texas A&M will not be joining the top 25 grouping this week. That's right, there's no doubt that the Texas Aggies are one of college football's best two-loss teams. But in my poll, undefeated teams take a precedence over those one-loss teams who take a precedence over two-loss teams. Now let's take a closer look at Texas A&M to discover the way I feel. Texas A&M already had lost two games before the surprising upset win over Alabama Saturday night. The Aggies had lost at 4-2 Arkansas by a score of 20-10, and also dropped a home game the week before to 3-2 Mississippi State by a 26-22 margin. By anybody's book, that's two losses. Is it possible that perhaps Alabama might not have been as good as their record indicated in 2021? Now remember, the Tide barely escaped 4-2 Florida with a narrow 31-29 win. Though Alabama still has a lot of talent, don't forget that Nick Saban hired a guy named Bill O'Brien. Yes, that's the same guy who single-handedly wrecked the Houston Texans NFL franchise to be the team's offensive coordinator this year. In addition to Wrong Way O'Brien running the Alabama offense, the 2021 Tide features a new quarterback at the helm too. And my eyeball test says that this season's Tide does not seem to run at the same high octane level as seen in prior championship seasons. The same can be said for Alabama's stingy defense. Though quite talented, Alabama's defense has already given up over 20 points per game through the first six games of this season. Now, if you've been watching Georgia play football already this year, the big difference between those two SEC powerhouse teams is the defense. Georgia's incredible D has given up less than 6 points per game. Actually, 5.5 points per game would be correct. Georgia's defense might be an upgrade to several NFL teams you're watching on Sunday afternoon. There are now just 13 unbeaten teams remaining in the 130-team FBS large school division. That's just 10% of the total field. In my poll, those 13 teams hold the top 13 spots, with teams ranked in last year's 2020 AP poll receiving top billing as they still haven't lost a game in 2021 yet. After the 13 unbeaten teams, there are another 21 college football teams this week with just one single loss after week number 6 of the regular season. Now, today's latest Associated Press Top 25 poll completely omits one unbeaten team altogether, and that's 6-0 UT San Antonio. Their poll also includes the 12 remaining unbeaten teams, plus 9 one-loss schools, plus, incredibly, 4 teams that have lost 2 games already this season. At number 17, they have Arkansas, number 20, Florida, number 21, Texas A&M, and number 25, Texas. For comparative purposes, the SwampSwami.com college football rankings puts two-loss Texas A&M at number 37, Texas 43, Florida at number 44, and Arkansas ranked number 45 in my poll. Now, my rankings give credence to each team's best win of the season and that opponent's current record. So wins over one-loss opponents carry more weight, while road victories are even given more weight than any home field victories. In our SwampSwami.com college football rankings, Texas A&M does get a higher number after beating a 5-1 Alabama team. Now, Texas' best win this year is a 70-35 stomping of 4-2 Texas Tech. The Florida Gators' top win of this year, a 38-14 beatdown of 4-2 Tennessee. And Arkansas' top win of the season was a 20-10 win over, yes, 4-2 Texas A&M. I do not try to evaluate the losses. In my opinion, unbeaten teams should receive more credit than any team which has already lost a game or more this season. When an unbeaten team finally does lose, that team will be reevaluated against all of the other one-loss teams. Any ties are broken by giving more credit to the road wins versus home wins and the margin of victory in those games. So now, without further ado, let's unveil this week's SwampSwami.com College Football Top 25 through the week ending October 9, 2021. Bringing up the final position at number 25 this week from the ACC, it's 4-1 North Carolina State. At number 24, surprise, it's independent Liberty. The Flames are 5-1. At number 23, the Louisiana Lafayette Cajuns from the Sun Belt. At number 22, after that amazing game against Arkansas yesterday from the SEC, it's 4-1 Ole Miss. At number 21, it's Penn State of the Big Ten, who lost their first game on Saturday to Iowa. At number 20, Notre Dame, who barely escaped Virginia Tech with a last-minute field goal on Saturday night. At number 19 from the Mountain West, it's Wyoming at 4-1. Number 18 from the ACC, Pittsburgh. At number 17 in this week's poll from the Mountain West, it's Air Force at 5-1. And at number 16, falling from the top group this week after their loss to Boise State, it's 5-1 Brigham Young. At number 15, all the way down from number 1, it's Alabama at 5-1. At number 14 this week from the Pac-12, it's Oregon. Now our unbeaten teams, beginning with number 13 from the Big Ten, Michigan at 6-0. Michigan's best win this year, though, a 3-3 Rutgers team where they won 20-13. At number 12 from Conference USA, it's UT San Antonio. The Roadrunners are 6-0, and their best win this year came on the road at 3-3 Memphis. At number 11 from the Big Ten, it's Michigan State at 6-0. At number 10 from the Mountain West, San Diego State, who is 5-0. Number 9, moving on up, how about those Kentucky Wildcats from the SEC? They put a stomping on LSU in Lexington last night, and the Cats are now 6-0 on the season. At number 8 in my poll, it's SMU from the American Conference. At number 7 from the ACC, undefeated, how about that, Wake Forest. At number 6 from the Big 12 at 5-0, it's Oklahoma State. Number 5 in this week's poll, after coming from behind to win against Penn State, from the Big 10 at 6-0, it's the Iowa Hawkeyes. At number 4, they just keep winning, folks. They only just keep winning from the Sun Belt, 6-0, Coastal Carolina. At number 3, after winning again this week, from the American Conference at 5-0, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats. At number 2 in this week's poll, from the SEC, at 6-0, it's the Georgia Bulldogs. And surprise, the number 1 team in the SwampSwami.com Top 25 this week, at 6-0, from the Big 12, after barely beating 4-2 Texas, it's the Oklahoma Sooners. We'll see if OU can continue this run of fortune here in the next few weeks, but for now, they are our number 1 team. Thanks for listening. Come back and see us next week. We'll be right back.